Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Dalu, what you saying?
Bakumfundisi.
Ba.
Uthal Xolo futhi.
Yeah.
No, mina yes bengishilo ukuthi inkinga yami bokuwa besifazane. Yiyo nje benginkinga nabo.
Mhm.
Bedlala ngami, bengithuka, bangenze yonke into abayithandayo. Kodwa ngingayiki ukubathanda, ngisabathanda. Kodwa ke manje ngoba ngijonge ukuthi ngiyofaka indandatho.
Yeah.
Ngizimisele ukuthi ngiphume kubo ngoba manje abahambi sonto abababa noma baye esontweni bayele intando yenhliziyo zabo abayelanga ngokhonza so ngiphephe kakhulu amantombazana ngisho neminye imisakazo beyizihlekise ngami noma bakhuluma intando yabo ngathi ngenxa yokwenza kwami ukuthi ngithanda amantombazana so ngiyaguquka ke nami ngiyayeka amantombazana angisafuna amantombazana andise ngizoba nenandatho nawo
nakho umfundisi Nakoge. Siyabonga kakhulu, Dalxolo. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Dalxolo there saying, "Eh, yazi nami ngiyaguquka." Eh? Ngiyaguquka nami. Aus Morin.
Greetings to you, my brother in the Lord.
Thank you, ma'am.
I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can hear you that you are speaking about the enemy of the soul.
Mm.
You know, I won't be long to give others a chance so that now.
All right, I'll come to you, Mama. I see your WhatsApp. I want to set it right. Let's take calls. Let me set it right. Yes. Babangani, Mruti.
Tata, njani?
Siphilile singeva kuwe tata.
Hayi tata kuhle somabile cu somathu sigcinile.
Mm.
Manje ibulise ke kube fundisi wami okunye nabo esitudo. Jehova Christ igama.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I enemies now of my soul.
Mm.
Usukuthi Pastor Ray akukho nto inzima okokala njengalento ukuthi akukunkandela umuntu kuye
eish madoda
ulutshaba lwakhe so uyazibulala yena kungcono Pastor Ray ukunkanda abantu ababenabelwayo boss uzokwazi ungena phakathi kwabo ubohlule so it's very much difficult ukunqandela umuntu olwakunye naye so olutshaba lwempilo yakhe but engasiqondi now Pastor Ray ukuba yienemy yesiqo sakho kungexesha ungazi ukwenza intando kaThixo you become the enemy of your soul ukuba ngaba awuzumamela and awuzuhlonela awuzuthobela awuzumthembu uThixo uthi ukuthi i-suicide le uzenza yona now secondly i-unbelief okanye i-disbelief i-unbelief in the name now blood and the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wathi njena singamkholelwa unyana kaThixo wathi nje singamkholelwa unyana kaThixo ophilayo usukuthi sizintshaba zomqamlezo sizintshaba zeziqu zethu now egqibeleni yabona phaa kwiDeuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7 uthi phaa uYehova kwezantsikelelo zabantu abathobela uThixo uthi phaa uThixo uYehova uThixo wakho wakuvathisa ngoloyiso meaning that wakuvathisa ngomoya oyingcwele the cornerstone yazo zonke Christian programs wakuvathisa ngomoya oyingcwele okanye akuvathise ngokristu okanye akuvathise ngothixo uthi ke nokuba iintshaba zakho now zingeza ziyimbumba now ngomoya oyingcwele lapha kuwe ngaphakathi uthi uzawusithi uzachitha sithi saha usukuthi wathi njena kubonakala ukuthi ungakho nobutshaba apha kuwe ngumoya ingcwele omele ukungenelela now ukulwana kunye ne enemy of your soul egqibeleni abona uJohn 17 ngathi ngu-15 uthi pha uYesu thandla wafunde bathi uthi ndicela amadoda oyi-12 uwayeke kule nkohlakalo meaning that wayeke kule enemy or kwezi enemies zawo ukuze inkohlakalo Pastor Ray iyazi ukuthi umntwana othanjiswe ngamafutha angcwele kaThixo uyaphila inkohlakalo ikhona ukhe wathi undilungiselele isithebe phambi kwaba bazezeli bam meaning that umoya oyingcwele tatam nguye ozawugxotha laa deception because i-deception ibulala umphefumlo i-deception is destroying now discouraging demotivating ngamanye amagama iyamislida yaqonda i-enemy apha emphefumlweni iyamisguida and ikunikele nto yi-misinformation uxelelwe into engakhange yabe iyo so the enemy of my soul egqibeleni Pastor Ray if ujonga iGalatians chapter 5 na uverse 19 yabana yonke la misebenzeni yam ngasi adultery ingasi fornication ingasi spiritism now i-idolatry zonke zato Pastor Ray are the enemies of our souls so usukuthi uxabene nomphefumlo wakho eza anxiety now eza jealousy eza lustful don't pleasures zonke lo zi enemies now of our souls so egqibeli Pastor xa ndibeka phantsi ngithi any negativity so that's why umoya ingcwele kuthi engena kwivu hlanu zivumele i-negativities because i-negativities are fighting are enemies zi-attack umzekelo Pastor Ray ifiye i-enemy of our soul and then iwari i-stress i-depression cowardness i-double-mindedness i-confusion you name them Pastor Ray those are enemies of our soul so that's why ke umzi ophantsi oba xa unikwe umoya oyingcwele Pastor Ray I cool down kubo kokuqala umoya oyingcwele ayikho Pastor Ray impuku engazidakasa apha endlini ikati khona ayikho ikati meaning that uma ngaba sinekati elikhulu ekuthiwa ngumoya oyingcwele ifiye ayihlali we fear nothing where there is Holy Spirit we fear nothing utsho ukuthi as a stress Pastor Ray mina ndidlala komntwana apha ekhaya so andibi naworry andinastress kubo koqala indumiso ngu-1 o-3 verse 3 uthi phaya uThixo ungulo uxolela zonke izono zethu athi xa vese ugqibela athi uThixo ungulo now uphilisa zonke izifo esinazo meaning that apho kukho khona umoya oyingcwele akumelanga ze kuhlale i-negativities because i-negativities are destroying or are demotivating our souls tatamani mandiphele mani ngolo hlobo
siyabonga inkosi ikubusise mfundisi wami siyabonga kakhulu
you too darling
thank you thank you amen we're taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Songs of Life.
I was with Memorine.
Ba share lokhu. Okusenkizweni yabo ngani ngoba when we are the children of the Most High, we should be careful in everything that we say and everything that we do. You know here is the word that I would like to bring. The teachings of Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, he is the one who is the great teacher. Our great teacher is Jesus Christ. Here is what I want to bring. True service is not what you choose to do, conditional service, but it is doing what is needed or commanded, unconditional service. So the enemies of the souls,
all right, thank you.
They choose to do things. Benga. Bekwanga ukuthi benze lokhu abafanele ukuthi bakwenze. Those that we can say they are the enemies of the soul.
Hmm.
You know, to be great in the kingdom, you must serve.
Hmm.
Service includes being willing to make your life a ransom for others. That is, it includes the willingness to give up your life for others. Jesus Christ gave him uNkulunkulu wenzani waletha uJesu Kristu. So that we may know the kingdom of God. So nathi sesisendlini kaNkulunkulu. We may motivate each other ngani ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, that because of when we motivate each other with the word of God, we are not the enemies of the soul. Why? Because of the soul impilo lo uNkulunkulu that God gave us. We should be able to serve others because of the security we have in God. We know where we are going, what we have in God, and that we have a relationship with Him. This security should motivate us to serve. Love should also motivate us. You know, when you have love, you can never be the enemy of the soul. Why? Because of anything and everything that you bring, that you say, that you do, it motivates people. It motivates the nation of God. It motivates the people who are next to you. Even if you are not in church, you motivate people with what? With good words. So negative leadership or service is hypocrisy, keeps people out of the kingdom. So the negative, the enemy of the soul, they keep out the people in the kingdom of God. A blind leader causes his followers to fall with him. Position in the church should not be used to acquire extra honor. So if you have a position in church, should not be used to acquire extra honor. Because of if you do that, you will be the enemy of the soul. That's titles such as Rabbi, Father, and Teacher should be avoided. We should avoid it, to be called my spiritual father, my teacher. We call her Rabbi. There's only one Rabbi, there's only Father that we have, the Father of us, the one who brought Jesus Christ to save us. Unfortunately, some leaders use their position to manipulate and control others. So, these leaders, bona, they are the one that bayenzani aba bayenza ukuthi imimoya yabantu ingabi right. Uthi those who are leaders are also brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, some leaders use their position to manipulate and control others. That is why, Tina, we call each other my brother in the Lord, my sister in the Lord. Why? Because of we do not want ukuthi senze ni sibonakale ngathi manje sekuyithi yithi manje akusaphili umoya kaNkuluNkulu ngaphakathi kwethu. So if you are brothers and sisters, we will be able to motivate others and we will never be the enemies of the souls. We motivate each other. We don't call, hey, my spiritual father, my spiritual mother, hey, Rabbi. There's only one Rabbi, the teacher of the word. Thank you very much. Ngiyabonga, I have found a to bring this weight. Okay. These are the ways, these are the teaching of Jesus Christ. Let us motivate each other. That we should not be the enemy of the souls. Thank you very much. I have found time to bring this weight to Radio Pulpit.
Siyabonga, mama. You said you're going to be very short. Siyabonga kakhulu. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729 and talk to us directly there. What are the enemies of your soul?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Honorable member.
Mthangamrena, honorable members. Also, the enemy of soul, the association. When we are born again, it's important to be able to understand that association, like the people you are living with. I saw a clip of one of the famous gospel singer, Mr. Zungu, who in his home, a friend of his, he even defended that guy who is a sangoma. He said, no, my friend is my friend, he's not a sangoma. When he's at my home, he's my friend. I'm like, how can two work together unless they agree?
Yeah.
Because that's where most of us Zalwane, they end up in the world of familiar spirits. Most are rebelling today because they receive dreams of familiar spirits from so-called their parents and all that. Because they don't depend on Holy Spirit, they can't study the word. They even justify it about Leang, that sangoma who, who's that guy? Who Saul went and wanted, who's this, Samuel. Not knowing that that wasn't Samuel. It's a familiar spirit that brought a person who was looking like Samuel. Barcelona Mabanchi, they hide with that word. They hide with that word because, as I said, false doctrine and not depending on the Holy Spirit leads many astray because that becomes an enemy of your soul. Because the moment you subject yourself to a false doctrine, you are receiving from the enemy as well. As Mthangamrena is talking, or you drink from the well of doctrine. Doctrine on its own is a well. That is why the Bible says in the book of Revelation, many nations drank from the harlot, the cup of the harlot, because the cup of the harlot actually, it's also a doctrine, Mthangamrena. So the enemy of a soul is truly false doctrine and not depending on the Holy Spirit.
Ngiyakuzwa. Sipho, bosilahlekele, sewubuyile manje.
Buyile baba.
Now let me bring this to you, Sipho. Now when we talk about enemies of the soul again, we spoke about destruction and stuff, but here's another enemy of the soul. It's called desire. Desire. You know, check it out. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, the father warns Cain, the enemy is at your door and it desires to have you. Angithi. Now, the aspect of desires, you know, we need to be very, very careful. Now, I'm looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6, where people are swayed, which means they backslide, and are driven off the right way of righteousness by all kinds of evil desires. And then here's another one in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. It speaks about things that we do which suit our own personal desires, our inner desires. And it's a big problem in the Vayama desire. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 speaks about the evil desires that we used to have that continuously knock at us so that we conform to them. Desires. All right. And here's another one. The earthly life, which is full of all evil human desires. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. You know, we see also the earthly life that brings forth evil human desires. We see that. What do you say about that? Desires as the enemy of the soul, these evil desires? Sipo.
That's very true indeed, and so sad from the Subuti, the desires that we have, if we're under the flesh, definitely they'll oppose and becoming an enmity or an enemy of our soul. Because if Sibuga, we cannot serve our God with the spirit, but not in the spirit, in our flesh. Mm. Definitely will fail dismally. And that is why we need to check our desires. So if our desires are not the desires of the Holy Spirit, definitely we're in for the high jump. And that is why it's important that we have to eradicate the root of sin and iniquity in our heart. Once our desires are increased, they are not scriptural, they are not propelled by the Spirit of God, definitely pride will triple in. Bad company will corrupt our mind. And misusing of the freedom that we had will always fund this into after our flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 38, we should not misuse our freedom to give the way to our flesh, because allowing the desires of the flesh to triple in. Abanye, they are in the church, but drawing the world into the church. Putting leaders as to command, to speak with podium in the presence of the Lord. That's where we see all those desires. They are definitely becoming the enemy of our soul.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Enemies of our souls, desires, evil desires. We are also talking about that. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic, Pastor Mkomo Tau, and Sipho Paulos.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hello there, hi.
Hi, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Yeah, Bulisa, I'm here to meet the fellow Jesus Christ, too.
How many?
The Bulisa, Futaba 482, La Pro. You to go with Jesus, say, in course.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, Puti.
Enemies of the soul, he cried, Brother Ray. When I end the finding hard to admit when we are wrong. Any enemy of the soul, it's our flesh in Yamapari.
Yeah.
We must pray to God to go to as a tumelo moyo in Wale. That will help us not to make provision for our flesh. In Yamayenza, see Banda, see Tolagale, see Nama, selfish ambitions. 42 day kugcwele amasonto athi angenza izinto for thina not uJesu Christ.
Yeah.
Laba bathi laba dla uthole bathi bangaka Christ kepha igama lika Jesu Christ lingathintwa nokuthintwa namandla akhe bangathintwa bona.
Mm.
Angashinyayela. Uthole ukukhulunywa ngezinto zezwe ezifana ne witchcraft. Always the prophet is according to khuluma ukuthi wena nawe niyaloywa.
Mm.
Ufanele nithenge ibhodlela lamanzi abiza i 300 rand.
Mm.
Niyochela emzini wenu. Lokho yi enemy of our soul by the race ngoba manje lokhu kwenza people to break God's laws and compromising their commitment to God. Obeying men, not God. Kina, mm. The only weapon is the light of truth must be our weapon, brother. Notice, September, kuzo zonke lezi zinto. September, kuzo zonke lezi zinto. Wena izinto zakho zivalekile wena ufanele kube rich wena.
Mhm.
Nali ibhodlela 500 rand nanga olisebenzisa izinto zakho zizovuleka uzobona unezimoto unendlu unani konke.
Mhm.
These are enemies of us so lo sebenzayo. Ngoba noma uthi ubheka ema radio yenu naku TV uthola lezi zinto lezi kugcwele zona ma trading lapho kule zinto kule lapho lento ku TV. Nabantu abaningi bayazilandela brother Ray. Bayazilandela lezi zinto. Bakhosi uJesu Christ owaweza emhlabeni ozofela izono zethu. Wadlala impilo yakhe, igazi lakhe lasaphalala. Siyabonga brother Ray.
Ah, inkosi ikubusise kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga my brother, nayo ikubusise to God the Lord my brother.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're taking your calls, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Talk to us. We are keen to hear from you. What are the enemies of your soul that you look into and are able to say, yeah, these are the enemies of my soul. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Jabu, let me bring this to you, my friend. When we talk about enemies of the soul, I want to look at this. I looked at Isaiah, but I want to also look at the doings of evil, all forms of evils, practices of evil, you know, that we tolerate. The practices of evil that we tolerate, and these are enemies of our souls, you know. Mark chapter 7, verse 23, it speaks about evils that come from inside. Luke chapter 13, verse 27, speaks about evils that want to make fellowship with us. You know, even in many instances, we see also the evils that come into our lives in a desperate manner, in such a way that we end up helping such. And then, of course, also we see the aspect of holding hand to hand and going and with those who are practicing evil. In other words, strengthening the hands of evil. Job chapter 8, verse 20 speaks with regards to that. Now, we also see evil doing or evils which comes in fellowships. You know, the father says, I abhor the assembly of evil doers. Psalm 26 verses 5. Fellowship with darkness. That is what I actually mean. These are enemies of our soul, and we like to say it's because we are moderate and all those kinds of things, but hey, these are enemies of our soul. Jabu, he said, actually the father says, come out from amongst them. Be consecrate. Jabu.
Amen. Thank you very much, my friend. Mm. Indeed, you know, you're touching a very important aspect also about enemies of our souls. You know, mostly, as you are mentioning, wilderness. If we accommodate worldliness, just to add on what you said, also even conforming to the standards of this world. When now we really become mixed up to the practices of this world and justifying them, like, I don't know if you've ever heard us justifying bad behavior through scripture. You know, like, we will find means for us to really justify a bad behavior or a bad habit because of maybe we love it. You know, sometimes because of that sin, maybe you are enjoying, therefore you will quote a scripture in order to justify it. That enmity of your soul, because the end result of that sin that you are enjoying is death. You know, but you will not know because of, you know, the deception of the devil that this is the right thing for you, it's beneficial for you, and there is nothing wrong. Like being at a pub, you know, sitting down with all the people, doing whatever, and justifying that, but I'm not drinking, you know. I'm not drinking. Unless if the Lord has sent you there specially for his work. Yes, it's a different story. But if you choose to leave, you know, the comfort that the Father has put for you, and you go and you sit down in the midst of other people practicing their sins, you know, because, you know, like, it's like you are equally yoked together. Even though you say, I'm drinking water, I'm drinking juice, you know, but the fact that you are there, a cloud that is operating and ruling that place also is also ruling you, you know. So that's enmity of our souls. And just also to add, I was reading a word from Romans 8:7, which says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Our minds. Now we really depend on our minds. Because of you've achieved maybe a PhD, not to be personal, my friend, or a master's MBA, you know, you are known as the person who has achieved the highest accolades, so to say. Therefore, now you feel like your mind is everything.
Yes.
You feel like your mind can really, your mind is your God. Your mind controls you. Even without achieving the highest accolades, like, we've got people who depend on their mind, you know, like, who feel like, you know, they don't need God. You know, people who speak bad about God, who really curse God, you know, and call him as the God of a certain tribe or certain nation, not just the creator of their very being. You know, that's your mind deceiving you. That's your carnal mind leading you astray. So it becomes your enemy instead of being the tool that the Father has given you to live and to make sound and wise decisions. So also our counsel, it still links also to the mind. In Psalms 81:12, it says, and I send them away in the enmity of their heart. They walk in their own counsels, you know. When now we choose no longer to listen to the Father, we can't be taught, we can't be corrected, we can't be instructed, because of we walk in our own counsels. Our hearts have become our own enemies. So it means now we decide according to our own counsels. Own counsel also even includes, like, counsel of your friends. You know, like, it means you now no longer taking instruction from the Father. You listen to your friends. You listen to the, to the social media. Everything that you see there, you take it as right and you apply it to your life. You no longer hear from the word of the Father, from the voice of the Father, the spirit of the Father. Your heart has become your enemy. You walk in your own counsels and that enmity of your soul. Thank you, my friend.
We are talking about enemies of the soul, what these are all about. We trust the Father is doing you good.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, Mfundisi Motha, let me bring this to you. Enemies of the soul. I want to look at, foolishness. Foolishness. And foolishness can be the enemy of our soul. Now, foolishness in the eyes of those who are perishing looks like wisdom. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18. And foolishness is the enemy of the soul in that it renders people stand against what has been preached already to them. Let alone abangashumayezo. Ngikhuluma ngalabo ababackslidayo. Uyayibona? And then also we know according to 1 Corinthians 1:25, for the foolishness of the Father is wiser than the wisdom of the world. Now we know this, you know, but today we don't realize, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 19, that the foolishness, the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the sight of the Father. But still, we bring things that are derived from the wisdom of the world right inside our lives, inside our families, inside our behaviors, inside our churches. Root.
Mfundisi, it's quite sad to see such things, more especially when we are going to bring the wisdom of this world inside the church, inside the house of God, because the word of God is so clearly, Mfundisi, literally, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. Pam kwabuso buka nkulunkulu. We see where people will tend to use their own wisdom just to pursue abantu, just to have a number of growth in churches, using your own wisdom to seduce or to get more number, and to end up, they end up not teaching the sound doctrine, because we, you know, kunalezi nto eyiphathekayo abantu abaye bayithande kakhulu. Kubonakala ukuthi no laphana, if you are given one and two, you are given what, and then you izindlela zakho sezivulekile. You know, such things, that is not a sound doctrine, you know, because izikankulunkulu says very clearly that whomsoever the Son has set free, he is free indeed. So therefore we should not again be bound into the yoke of darkness. So we need to learn singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu that we allow the Spirit of God to rule and to reign in our hearts, because once the flesh starts to prevail, that is why the Bible says that the Spirit and the flesh, they oppose one another. So if the flesh now will want to rule over the Spirit, then that becomes the enemies of our soul, because we will end up doing things in our own way and the way we want them, and at the time that we want them. You will find somebody, even if the Father has not said to you that go to 21 days of fasting, but because it's the beginning of the year, we know all churches are doing fasting and prayer. Now it becomes a routine, but if we allow the Spirit of God to guide us that what to do and when to do it and how to do it, then we will see that we will always prosper in everything that we do, and you will not need any material things that will come ukuzosekela umsebenzi owenza, because in so doing, if you allow the Father to direct and to show you a way, then angeke wenze ngalendlela le osocabanga ngayo. So but at the end of the day, the wisdom of this world makes you to work hard, but the Spirit of God, you know, uNkulunkulu sekawenzile umsebenzi, uqedile. Christ said it is finished. That is why you will find abantu bashumayela bathi insindiso iyabekezelwa, kuyabekezelwa ensindisweni. You know, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, Lord, remind me the joy of my salvation. Insindiso, Mfundisi, siyayithokozela. You know, when you start to enjoy a salvation, then it means kukhona okungahambi kahle. That is an enemy of your soul. But is salvation, we need to have that peace that surpasses human understanding. And the enemy will try to take away that peace, and then you end up being preached that you must enjoy salvation. Yes, you must enjoy trials and tribulation, but you don't enjoy salvation. Salvation, you need to enjoy it. It is the joy, the greatest joy. Absolutely. Because you have not done, you have not sweat, you have not used your own power, but it is just the mercy and the grace from God that we are saved. But now, if you will want to use your own way, you played a very beautiful song here. Christ said, I will take you there. He is the way. He is the only way. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. You know, the mentality of the flesh, that is why you find in the book of Genesis, Abantu, when they started, they say, we want to build a tower that will take us to heaven. The moment you say, I have to do 1, 2, and 3 for me to get to heaven, then you are using the flesh mind, the world of this wisdom. That is why they started to build. Okay. But you don't have to build anything because Christ has done the work.
Absolutely. I see the WhatsApps. Let's do this. We're taking the WhatsApps. Let's start with Gail Shelley, Israel.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and all Radio Pulpit listeners and all those who are on the panel. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. I just want to share this about the enemies of the soul. According to Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? That's a question. And then when we go to Galatians 3 verse 1, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, now you are trying to attain your goal by human effort. Have you suffered so much for nothing? If it is really was nothing, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? And then Galatians 3:24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying one another. And in a nutshell, Pastor Ray, you know, as believers of Jesus Christ, when we do not walk with the Holy Spirit and give complete our heart, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, access of our heart, it's very difficult to walk in the things of God. I had to draw the line and say it's now God and me. It's the Holy Spirit and me. And allow Him to give you divine direction and correction, protection, and protecting us spiritually. And spiritually especially, we must put it to bed. We must make a choice. We must really make a choice that it is now God's way or the other way, because narrow is the way, the road that leads to righteousness, but broad is the way of destruction. Then we can overcome all this destruction, irrespective if we are going through challenges and we are facing problems in the world and stuff, but leaning on your own understanding will cripple your relationship and give the enemies of the soul complete access and complete ruling. Like I said, there's only one way. It's Almighty God. Draw closer to the Father. Hear the heartbeat of the Father. Hear the voice of the Holy Spirit's instruction. Thank you, Pastor Ray. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Gail Shelley. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. Let's listen to... Let me see. Babangane!
Bongithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRing, ngibingelele ke nakubafethu abangamaguest ke studio, ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit, ngibingelele ke egameni lenkosi yethu enguKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Sibonga ukuthi ke uyalulama ke mfundisi uRing. kubeka ke uzivocavoce ke wenza ke into ke enhle yokunakekela ke umzimba isihloko sanamhlanje sithi the enemies of the soul izitha zomphefumulo. The enemies of the soul are the world, the flesh, and the devil, which are the sources of temptation and hinder spiritual growth and connection with God. Enemy of our soul is the power that seeks to keep us at a distance from God. God rejected Saul because he rejected God's word. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people. Because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. The soul is often considered the essence of a person, encompassing the mind, emotions, and will. It is the who of a person. How these enemies of the soul can manifest the world in different and opposition to God's design, empty passing values, pursuing material possessions, social status, or short-term pleasures can darken spiritual values and systems that can draw individuals away from God's path. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 17. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Ningathandi izwe nezinto ezisezweni. Uma umuntu ethanda izwe uthando lukayise alukho kuye. 17. Izwe liyadlula kanye nenkanuko yalo. Kepha owenza intando kaNkulunkulu uhlala kuze kube phakade. James chapter 4 verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses. Lana ke ukhuluma ke ngabantu ke besilisa ke namadoda akafani ke nalabo abantu ke abathola lo wesifazane owayephinga babeka ke icala ke kulo wesifazane bathi ke uyisoni kanti ke indoda nomuntu wesifazana oya ocansini engaganiwe noma engaganile uyisiphingi. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. The flesh, our human nature, with its existence desire weakens, and affection towards sin and self-centeredness. Sin deprives us of spiritual strength and comfort. It weakens the soul and deprives it of its vigor, or it deprives it of mental energy. The flesh desires for power, revenge, or sexual gratification can lead to actions that are harmful and contrary to God's will. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchange the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, bent in their lust for one another, man with man committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Ngempela ke noma bengayihlobisa bethi LGBTQ kodwa ke lokho ke kungamanyala kuyichilo ke phambi kaNkulunkulu. Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice Such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Of the sower, Matthew 13, verse 19, birds eating the seed. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. The seed falling among the thorns, Matthew 13, verse 22. It is someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. The enemies of our soul manifest pride, anger, fear, doubt, discouragement, and division. Wisdom means being watchful for the enemies. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary or your enemy, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I thank you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. And let's see. Ting Tang Projects. This is Bongi from Foslora saying, greetings, First Ray. Thank you for today's teaching about the enemy of the soul. Please advise, can I find it on podcast? Ngiyaphila, Bongi from Foslora. Yes, you can find it on podcast. You can. Yeah, you just go to Radio Pulpit, and then on podcasts, you go to Sunday Live or Back to Basics with Ray Lehodi. That is between 5 and 7. You will find it, definitely. All right, Peter Otto says these are the things that is from moving forward with God. We are to blame, not God. Yes, and then Dinukana Mava says, let's see, Dinukana Mava says, yo, gyabekezelwa baba, trust me, but gugo bonke, rest, be assured by the peace of God surpasses all understanding you need. All right, Harry Mabaso, Mr. Mahole. Mangole says the Church of Jesus Christ as we knew it in the past 30 years has changed dramatically and has become a hybrid of binary. Today's Christian churches could be classified as gay, and what is rife these days are strange smallanyana churches are being operated within the main church, especially in hindsight, where the main leader are compromising their calling in the main church. That for me is the enemy of the soul in the form of, and then it just ends there. All right, let's see this. Godfrey, let me try to squeeze you in before we say bye-bye. Hey.
Ah, good afternoon or evening, rather evening.
Itada.
Babu Ray and your guests, lap and listeners. Enemies of our soul, written there, Lapagu Galatians 5:19. The fruits of
the flesh.
Mm. Anything inkanungu, the lust of the flesh, witchcraft, anger, raveling, lasciviousness, anger, and all those things and the like, those are the enemies of the soul. Because when you entertain that, you die inside.
Mm.
And also, Christ tells us, la paguti, if any part of your body, like your hand, make you sin, to cut it off. If your eye make you sin, pluck it out. Because it is rather better to go to heaven, to life, with one eye or one hand or one leg, than to go to hell with two legs and two eyes. What it means that enemies of your soul, you must be wary of them. If watching a certain series, a TV show, soapy, a movie makes you sin, you can feel the movie with its evil, or your soul will feel uncomfortable. Stop it. That's what it means. If a drink something and you can see this is destructive, stop it. Just like about TikTok, about Facebook, if you're obsessed and then they lead you astray, stop it. Just cut it off. Stop. Then you can cut off enemies of your our soul. Following celebrities, politicians, philosophers, thinkers, all this, the likes, also is an enemy of our soul.
Mm.
Because we surrender our thoughts and beliefs and understanding of those people rather than the information that is written in the scripture.
Mm.
The last one is your family, in the house, your relatives. You compromise your belief and your faith to accommodate them, and which will lead you astray and then attack your soul. Those are also enemies of your soul. This one is badly, a female, because it's close. You don't want to hurt them.
Mm.
But by compromising, you're allowing and opening a gate. But shagai one, try Allah, asingene la, asin the soul, and all of that.
Mm.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Great show.
Good evening. Thank you. We give the Father all the glory. Dalkolo. I'll say a conduct.
Baba.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi yonke le topic engizinayo because imu iqalile. Ngiyabonga ukuthi vele into engizama ukuyibona yini, one, he judged. Never ever judge umunye umuntu ngoba nami ngingijajanga. Ngithandile ngaphandle kokunjaja. Ngisazonakha siye phambili ngaphandle kokujaja. So into engifunayo asibe nothando phakathi kwethu. The Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit as the only God. Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps, man. We've come to the end of the show. Mfundisi Mota, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. Be blessed. And yours and your family. Nakubalalele makhaya siyabonga kakhulu. Mfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani ngiyamthanda kakhulu bafuthu.
Thank you very much. Jabu, thank you, man.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Awuzeke. Sipho, thank you.
Give Yahweh Elohim the glory.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory, Mruti. Banalele makhaya, lo ntomane kufundisa umoto. We love you all. Makhaya.
Kulungile mfana kithi, ngizokuthola one day uzobona ukuthi ngimdala kunawe sani. Kulungile qhubeka. Yeah, qhubeka. Yeah, boy. Anyway, next week we are talking about our light. We're talking about our light. Much of the times, I think we are making wrong references to our light. So we are talking about our light next week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the calls and the WhatsApps. To the King above all else, his name is Yahweh Elohim. We give him glory and we say, Tuda! Rabbah! We thank him that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he has led us into all truth. From me, Ray, it's been great.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Jy is by 657 AM, die radio wat omgee, 24 uur per dag.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.